Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, baby. Welcome. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. And, you know, all this talk about COVID and mandates and vaccines and I don't know. I've been doing this for 18 months as a topic, and not going to lie, it's nice to take a break from it. And that's what we're doing today. And not just for any reason, but because something really extraordinary happened in Buffalo over the course of the past month and a half or so. And that is a major movie shot in Buffalo. And a whole bunch of people got to be extras, including yours truly, which is why I was off. I used vacation time and decided to work a real job. And don't kid yourself. Being an extra and working 14, sometimes I think 15-hour days in wool suits from the 1890s, sitting in rooms without air conditioning, or Delaware Park, where you can feel the humidity crawling up your leg, that is work. That is work. So anyway, welcome to the show. And those of you who got the call, those of you who were extras, do tell us all about your experience. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Rachel. Rachel, you are on WBEN. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Rachel.
Hi.
So tell us what part you played and everything about your Cabrini experience.
Okay, so I'm a senior in high school, so this experience was just amazing for me. I've been wanting to act, and my best friend Ashley, who has taken Frank's class, actually Frank got me in this movie, so it was a great experience. And also, eventually, I became a stand-in, so I got to hang out with the cast a little bit. And being around the talent of Christiana Delana, she is just an amazing woman. And Federico, who actually became one of my best friends, he just left for Rome and is very sad. But everyone's talent, this movie is truly a masterpiece. I really do agree with that. Other man said earlier, it really is a masterpiece, and I'm really excited for come out.
Yeah. Obviously you had a chance. What is, for those who don't know, what does a stand-in do?
So a stand-in is basically, I was a stand-in for one of the lead nuns. So you kind of stand in and see what the placement and the lighting and what looks good on camera, and you set it up for them, and then you just watch. You watch the masters at work.
Yeah, you know, one of the things about Christiana is all of the takes I saw her do, she never flubbed a single line.
Oh, I know. She's really amazing. Like, I was by her, I was talking to her, and she told me she can cry on, like, command. And it's amazing. It was fascinating to see her laughing one second and then crying on camera the next, or be all serious. She's very talented.
Yeah, absolutely. Rachel, what are you going to what are you going to take away from this experience?
I don't know if this sounds weird, but it gives me hope, because this is my first acting experience ever, and it was this huge movie. And I'm very grateful for all the people I've met there and the crew, and I'm just ready for more experiences for this, and it's kind of kick-started my career, I guess.
As a senior in high school, obviously I'm at a different point in life than you are, but did you tend to gravitate to other younger women? Did you guys have your own little club?
You know, honestly, it was actually my friend Elizabeth, my friend Capri, and Ashley. We were the only pretty much younger ones on set, and it was awesome because I was already friends with them, you know, and I met so many amazing people, and we all became a family, really. It was amazing. And I do have the Cabrini withdrawal. I think that's what's happening.
Yeah, I think we all do. I mean, we really miss it. I mean, they were not easy days, but all of us really miss the excitement and the, I guess, the creative process that goes into making a movie. So are you... how do I say this? Are you going to have like a prominent part in the movie where we're going to see you?
I was featured. Yes, I was featured a bunch of times. So you will. I was in a scene with my friend Federico, who had one of the lead roles. So you'll see me.
Well, that's pretty cool. And that's young Federico, not to be confused with Castelluccio, who was Furio in The Sopranos.
Yes.
And it was weird at City Hall because I'm sitting there going, yeah, that's Furio from The Sopranos. How cool was that?
Oh, I know. I saw him, and I was standing behind John Lithgow in one scene, and I turned around, and I didn't even recognize him because he was all dressed up, and I go, that's John Lithgow. And it was, and David Morse was there. It was crazy.
Yeah, and like after a while, when I was standing outside the Buffalo Club in my waiter outfit, Christiana walked by me, and I was like, whoa, that was my first day. I was like, wow, the star of the movie just walked by me. And then after a few days, it's like, oh, it's Christiana. I'm not going to bother her.
And she's so normal, too. She's such a kind person. I talked to her a bunch on set, and she actually really inspired me to, you know, live out my dreams and stuff. She talked to me about that, and she's just a very kind person but so talented.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Rachel. Good luck in your career. I hope things go well for you. I hope we get more movies in Buffalo.
Thank you.
All right. There's Rachel calling in on WBEN, and my casting call is out. Those of you who were extras in Cabrini, you know, it's interesting because people who took part in this experience, I can't even begin to tell you. I mean, I think you can hear it in their voices, the excitement, the enthusiasm, and there really is a sense of profound sadness for many of us because it really was something very, very special of which to be a part. Not going to lie. It was pretty awesome. I've done a lot of stuff in my life, but this ranks right up there with some of my favorite stuff. And that's not saying it was easy. Because it wasn't. It was a bitch sometimes. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Luciano on WBEN. Luciano, hello.
How you doing, Tom? Good to talk to you again.
Yes, good to talk to you. And we worked together at least in Niagara Falls.
That is correct. That is correct, sir.
So tell us how you got involved and, you know, talk about Cabrini withdrawal and tell us everything you did.
Well, we were fortunate enough to receive a phone call from a friend of ours, Peter LeGiacino. He put us in touch with Frank Rossi, and the rest is history, so to speak. I was able to get a hold of Frank. We developed a great relationship, he and my wife especially, and was able to get my whole family involved. Five children and my wife, and two of my children, the two youngest, actually had principal roles in the movie. So for me, that was probably the highlight of this whole experience.
That's pretty cool. And how many different roles did you play?
I had two roles. I was a Five Points resident, which is one of the immigrant Italians. And then I also played the part of a vendor during the scenes that were shot at Delaware Park. During the festival.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because there was a wine vendor, there was other vendors of foods, etc. They weren't really wine. There wasn't really wine, not really food, but you were one of the vendors. One of the notorious Delaware Park shoots. And for those who don't know, when people say the Five Points, that was a part of New York City. If you saw The Gangs of New York, it's probably kind of familiar to you. But basically, Five Points in New York was basically the center of evil and the sink of all vice on earth. And it was noted for a place called the Old Brewery, where they supposedly found sacks of bones of murdered people when they finally got around to tearing it down in Five Points. So that when people say the Five Points, that's what they're referring to, the intersection, as you might guess, of a whole bunch of different streets in New York City. So Luciano, as how many days did you and your family shoot?
I think we shot roughly 31 or 32 days.
Did it ever get wearying? Did it ever become tiresome? Did you ever say to yourself, I am not having fun anymore?
No, quite honestly, for myself, it brings back fond memories. I used to be involved in video production on the West Coast for many, many years, and then I moved back here for personal reasons. My wife and I got married. I enjoyed it, and part of the reason why I was so excited about getting my kids involved is to give them an opportunity to see the amount of work that goes into a production, the logistics, the number of people involved in such a process, and quite honestly, the ability and the opportunity to meet so many awesome people. I got to say, this has been a feather in the cap for Buffalo. You guys put your best foot forward. Having spoken to many, many members of the crew from Alejandro Monteverde down, everybody had nothing but great things to say about Buffalo as a city, its architecture, our geography, but most importantly, the people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that, to me, that it almost goes without saying, but the people you met on set and in the interminable waits, that was the best part of this whole thing.
Absolutely.
And I think when we talk about Cabrini withdrawal, it's not so much, I mean, yeah, I guess part of it is that we miss the actual excitement of being part of making what could be an epic movie, but we miss, you know, hanging out with each other and just getting to know each other. And I forgot one thing that I'm never going to forget is the all-day shoot at City Hall where it was like 95 degrees. This is Buffalo City Hall. No air conditioning. Like, in the evening, my head started tipping forward. I started falling asleep. So every time the camera, every time they yelled action, some nice guy behind me would hit me on the shoulder and say, wake up.
Yeah, it was truly a blessing. And I hope that this is just the beginning for Western New York. And who knows? I mean, I think the possibilities are endless. And I hope that, you know, with all the people we've met, I've met some really, really great people who I now consider friends. And I hope to see more of them, including yourself, Tom. I appreciate our time together on set. And like I said, I think this is just the beginning for Western New York.
Well, the pleasure was mine, Luciano, and I appreciate hearing from you.
You got it.
Tell everybody to call in. Get to as many people as it possibly can. This is, you know, folks, even if you weren't part of the movie, to me, if I was at home listening, this would be so entertaining. Maybe, I mean, I'm a little bit weird. But one of the things that some of the people have kind of alluded to, when you watch a movie now, once you've been an extra and once you've seen the process, even if you only shot one day, you will never look at a movie in quite the same way ever again. You know, I told you, I think yesterday, I have attempted once again to get into Sergio Leone's Once Upon a Time in America. And I'm noticing things now that I never noticed before with respect to background people and extras. And I'm like, whoa, that's really important, isn't it? Framing the lead. Welcome to the show. For those just joining us, the past month and a half or so, a major motion picture has been shot in Buffalo and Niagara Falls and really all over Western New York, 40 or 50 different filming locations. An extraordinary movie about the life of a woman named Mother Cabrini, the first American saint, actually, of the Catholic faith. And, you know, one of the big surprises for me was, you know, when I went into this, I mentioned this earlier, but I thought to myself, ooh, Buffalo film community, this is going to be interesting. How many fights am I going to get into? And it wasn't like that at all. Everybody was so super, super nice. And it was just great.
I didn't hear anybody talking about politics. Everybody was joking about the COVID rules, which were absolutely inane and made no sense whatsoever. But everybody was just super cool. And I got to tell you, I mean, the Buffalo film extras, there are people for whom Cabrini was just the latest in a long string of movies in which they have appeared. It's a great community. They welcomed me with open arms. And there were just like, I can't say enough good things about the local film and theater community. I mean, frankly, to me, it's been like the local music community as far as being super, super cool. And it's very, very much appreciated and, of course, reciprocated. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Everybody going in order. Here's Steve on WBEN. Steve, tell us about being an extra in the untitled Cabrini movie.
Hi, how you doing, Tom? It was a great experience. As you said, it was life-changing. I got there probably like, first I signed up, just like my friend sent me the application, didn't even think anything of it. Got a call a couple weeks later, and they told me I was going to be an extra, and then the whole experience started then, got through the wardrobe and everything. That was super cool to see. And then I was there about the third day, they started shooting, and I had a role as an injured pump worker, and then they just kept my first couple days, that was that, and then that was over, and they called me back for a different role, and then that role be over, they called me back for a different one. So, like, overall, I ended up being there for about 15 days, and I ended up getting to stay there until the end, and it was a super cool experience.
Well, you know, it's funny you mention that, because there's one guy I know who actually died in one scene, but obviously, due to the miraculous powers of Mother Cabrini, they brought him back for another scene.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know a couple guys that happened to, that got blown up in the pump explosions, and then next thing you know, they'd be coming back as a dirty Italian immigrant or a Five Points worker. And it was a really cool experience to see.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate hearing from you, man. Excellent.
All right, thank you. Have a good one.
I am. This is really a lot of fun. I don't mind my, if you don't mind my saying this, if you were a part of the Cabrini movie shot in Buffalo, thousands of people were. And like I say, if you aren't one of them, you know somebody who was. And when they talk about Cabrini withdrawal, trust me, it's a real thing.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, baby, it is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. You know, it's I got to tell you something. It's kind of humorous to me in a way because, now, first of all, I've said this before, and I mean it. I do not read the text board. I do not read the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, and I've explained to you the reasons why. It's job protection. You know, I could be replaced by artificial intelligence reading texts with different voices. I'm looking into the future. I'm preserving my job until I'm ready to pull the pin on it, you know? So I don't even look at the text board. I do look at emails. And here's something that's really funny is every single day I do a COVID show, I don't even know how many emails I get, but I get a ton of emails from people saying, oh, no, another COVID show. Don't you ever get sick of talking about COVID. So today I'm doing a show that is about a really exciting chapter in Western New York history that literally affects thousands, if not tens of thousands of people. I've had jammed phone lines all day from people who took part in the filming of the movie on Mother Cabrini. We're not doing COVID today. And like I say, I could go back and read emails to you. Not going to waste your time doing it, from people saying, talk about something other than COVID. And one of the things that you, there's a couple of things I want you to know about this business. First of all, my dear friends, you cannot please everyone. I could have a roundtable discussion with Abraham Lincoln, John Wilkes Booth, Jesus Christ, and Lee Harvey Oswald. And I would get emails saying, boring! I mean, it is impossible to please everybody doing this for a living. And if you ever do it for a living, you'll find out. You cannot please everybody, so you have to please yourself, in the immortal words of Ricky Nelson. Point number two is some of you are under the deluded belief that talk radio can change the world. Okay, that isn't true. Talk radio cannot change the world. If talk radio could change the world, think about Rush Limbaugh, the late Rush Limbaugh, and the tens of millions of listeners and fans he had. And think about where the United States of America is right now. If Rush Limbaugh couldn't change the world, okay, over all the years of his EIB program, why would some half-assed talk show guy in a small market like Buffalo be able to do what Rush Limbaugh could not do? Some of you think talk radio can change the world. It cannot change the world. And I feel sorry for certain relative newcomer talk show hosts who believe that talk radio can actually change the world. It's a very naive notion, and it's also, frankly, kind of narcissistic. But anyway, that's just me. I've been doing this for 40 years. I must be doing something right. But look, I mean, all I can say is I can't please everybody every day. And if I would have started doing today's show on COVID, all right, I could have done the COVID complaint desk all over again, and immediately my inbox, Tom at WBEN, would be flooded with emails, not another COVID show! Can't you talk about anything else? Like I say, rule number one, you can't please everybody all the time. And I, one of the things that... I find this show very, very moving because people were profoundly educated and touched by the experience of even being background or extras in this movie about an extraordinary woman. I can't believe how many Buffalonians there are who speak Italian or Sicilian. It's amazing. I got yelled at in Sicilian by a little old lady. And one of my friends had to tell her in Sicilian that I was actually not blocking her out of the shot, that she was going to be featured dead center as the camera moved down rails. And, of course, I was simply where I was told I needed to be, of course. So I did get yelled at by a little old Sicilian lady, and I'm not going to lie, I think she would have kicked my ass all over the place. And I didn't want that. But that was at the Hotel Henry shoot.
So anyway, welcome to the program. Extras from Cabrini, your stories, how you got into it, what you did. And folks, we had Eustace Wolfington on in the 3 o'clock hour. He's the guy the guy's a legend in American business. If you don't know, think car leasing. Okay. That was all because of Eustace Wolfington. All right. Guy's a multi-gazillionaire and he joined us for 20 minutes. And I actually asked him the question, out of everything you've done in your life, where does Cabrini rank? And he said, at the top of the list. That's Eustace Wolfington speaking. You can look him up online. His last name is spelled exactly like it sounds, Wolfington. So if this is the best thing he's ever done in his life, what do you think it is for peons like me or the other extras? I mean, this is a pretty big deal. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Next week, we will have the roundtable discussion with Jesus Christ, Lee Harvey Oswald, John Wilkes Booth, and Abraham Lincoln. Okay, that's next Thursday, I believe, in the 3 o'clock hour. And I can guarantee you that when I announce that, I'm going to be getting emails that say, boring! You know, like I said, you can't please everyone. So I stopped trying to do that a long time ago. It just, you know what? It makes life a lot easier. It really does. And I'm going to make a suggestion to you that is going to sound like it's antithetical to what I do for a living. You're going to find that your life is a lot happier, I think. Maybe you have a different definition of happy than I do, and that's cool. But the less media you watch or listen to, the less doom and gloom you let into your life and the more you hang out with real people in real social situations, the happier you are going to be. And I think that the art of human interaction is dying all over the world because of this technological revolution. And maybe I'm a bit of a Luddite, but too many people... You know, you've got Fox News on or CNN or whatever, One American News, whatever you're watching, and you bury yourself in it all day. And all, if you think about it, all it does many times is make yourself miserable. And I don't know. I don't do that. I don't even have cable at my house. I cut the cord a long time ago. I got sick of paying $230 a month or whatever it was. But, you know, again... You know, my definition of happiness may be different than yours. I mean, you got to do what makes you happy. But in life, my own personal observation, and maybe it's not true, is the less people watch and listen to doom and gloom media, the happier they are if they apply that time to making genuine human connections. And by the way, I do want to thank you-know-who for sending over you-know-what from you-know-where. And I can't do the name because I don't want something to happen tonight that you're not ready for, okay? Just so you know. But thank you. It was received. Does that sound like some kind of code? Thank you. It was received. Some person is going to think that that's a direct message from me. All right. Well, it was, but not in that way. All right. Back to the calls on WBEN. Let's go to Mike on WBEN. I was not expecting this kind of a response, but I'm going to run with it. Why not? It's Friday. You are on, Mike. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How are you today?
I'm magnificent, sir.
Great. You know, it started right here at the kitchen table. Heard about this on your show. Put my name in about a half an hour later. Waited a week, and he said, send another picture in. Sent another picture and waited another week. I hadn't get a call for probably 10 days. So then I just sent one in every day. And about the sixth day, I got a call for wardrobe on the 27th. Get up there and get fitted for a wealthy American.
Oh, that is awesome. Wealthy American. And how many days did you shoot? What scenes were you in?
I was there for 11 days. I put in about 136 hours. We did 40 hours at the Ellicott Square building back and forth. I did the overnight at the Delaware Park.
Both of them?
Oh, yes. We sat there and spoke for a while. And we did the City Hall. Did the new shot at the federal court building. And I'm lucky enough, at the last day, I got to play the priest.
Oh, no kidding.
Sir.
Oh, well, that's obviously going to be a very prominent role. How do you think this movie is going to do? I mean, do you think it is going to be something along the lines of Gandhi with Sir Ben Kingsley?
You know, I don't know. It's probably a movie I really wouldn't go out of my way to see because there's just no violence, no bad, nothing. It's just a good movie. But the way it was done, I can't wait to see it because it's just put together perfect. And the props were just amazing.
Well, like, you know, like anything else, I mean, movies and your appreciation or love or dislike of them, you know, very, very subjective. I mean, for example, forgive my repetition of this, but I have tried on so many occasions to get into Once Upon a Time in America, the epic Sergio Leone movie, and I have failed until recently. And yet other people will say, my God, you're missing one of the greatest mob movies ever made. And for that matter, truth be told, it took me about 5 false starts to actually watch The Godfather. I kept falling asleep during the wedding scene.
Well, I don't think this is going to be like that. You know, this is going to be something to see. I hope we all get together and get to see it at the North Park. I hope somebody has it up there.
Well, I don't think, honestly, I'm not sure the North Park could accommodate all the extras and their families who would like to be there.
No, I wouldn't. I'm surprised, you know. And for the amount of extras they needed, like they said, there was only 200 of us. And the shot at Shays, 200 of us in every section, sitting there making like we're listening to the opera, standing up, applauding, trying to get every section perfectly right, switching us around and placing us in other parts with the green screen behind us. I can't wait to see that. 15 hours for a 30-second shot.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my God. I heard that so many times. We spent 14 hours on something that's going to be a 15 or 30-second shot of a movie. Good stuff, man. Thanks for calling, Mike.
Have a good day.
I will. And I hope the dude who kept waking me up at City Hall calls in. Because after all day and sweating like you wouldn't believe, and like I said, I am not exaggerating. You take your costume off after some of these hellish, grueling nights or days. The costume felt like it was totally weighted down with water. You know why? Because it was totally weighted down with water. Though some of you are giving your last names when you call in. And here's the thing. I've got a little tiny box, and I can't see what Pasquale types in. I can only see the first name. So I'm not trying to be disrespectful by not using the last names of people that I don't personally know. It's just that I can't see them because the computer is just not set up that way. The computer, the name box is set up for like 10 characters. That's about it. So that's, that's just a fact. So I'm not trying to be disrespectful. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Grace. By the way, any of my 5 wives I had during the filming should call in, too. Nothing was consummated. Grace, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Hi. My name is Grace Gable, and I was featured background in the film, untitled film, Cabrini, and I was in at least 25 scenes and was there for 23 days and actually got the opportunity to sing in the film with Andrea Bocelli's daughter.
Seriously?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
Whoa.
My second movie that I've sang in.
I'm sorry, you said what?
This is the second movie I've sang in.
Wow, that is really remarkable. What was the first one?
Paranormal Activity is coming out this Halloween. They just released the trailer that I just actually finished watching. I just came home from school today, and my mom was like, hey, Grace, you're in the trailer. And I'm like, what? Wow, what a surprise.
And the name of the movie again is?
Paranormal Activity.
All right. I'll have to see if Pasquale can't bring that up on the computer. So, Grace, it sounds like your career is off to a rousing start. I have to find out, did you miss much school being an extra in Cabrini?
Actually, just 2 days. Yesterday was my last day on set.
Yep. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I mean, obviously, I'm not your dad and I'm not your mom, but you learn more on set at a movie than you're ever going to learn in school. Important life lessons.
Yes, there was a lot of stuff to learn. Every movie that you're in definitely has an impact on the next one you might do or may not.
Wow. Well, Grace, you sound like an enormously talented young lady, and I want to thank you very much for calling into the program, and I can't wait to see you singing in the movie.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, Grace. Bye-bye. Wow. Bye. Yeah, I mean, see, when I hear a call like that, I'm so glad we're doing this topic, because that if that doesn't make you happy for the future of the world, I don't know what will. It is 4:56 at News Radio 930 WBEN. If you were in the Cabrini movie, maybe you were part of the production crew, maybe you were an extra, I don't know, maybe you dropped off sandwiches, whatever it might have been. Tell us about your experience, and for those who are just joining the show, there is a very real, I don't want to call it an illness, but it is a very real state of mind that many of us are going through, and it's basically Cabrini movie withdrawal, and its symptoms are missing your friends and missing not knowing exactly what you are going to do every day. But you know what character you are going to play, but you don't know whether you're going to be carrying a sack, carrying a crate. You don't know if you're going to be holding a tool. You have no idea. And you don't know how much time you're going to be on camera. You have no idea. You're simply a pawn of the man.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.